So our agenda for today, we're going to talk, do a sort of high-level overview of nonprofit financial statements, and then we'll talk about what information is in those financial statements and how you can use it to better understand the organizations that you work with. We'll also touch briefly on some new guidance for not-for-profit accounting and the impact it may have on your entities. And then finally, we'll touch briefly on what auditors do and what our involvement is related to your financial statements. So the first thing I wanted to do when talking about financial statements is talk about users of the financial statements. People who use the financial statements, can serve many different functions. So it could be grantors or funders who are looking at your organization to determine how much money to give you. It can also be people internally trying to understand the activity in the organization and the organization's financial position. And so really when you're talking about financial statements, you have to understand who all might be looking at them, that they have different purposes when looking at them, and you want to make sure that the information that's in them is readily understandable to any of those groups. So the financial statements, really primary basic financial statements, cover three things: the statement of net assets, statement of activities, and statement of cash flows. The statement of net assets talks about what the organization owns and what they owe. The statement of activities covers how or why assets and liabilities have changed over time. And then the statement of cash flows dives into where cash comes from and where it goes during a particular period. So first, to dive deeper into the statement of net assets, it summarizes the financial position of an entity at a particular date in time. Generally, that's at an organization's year end, which could be a calendar year end or a fiscal year end.